BBC Radio Australia.
Yes, in fact, as you say, that fella's score from last time where CPIM come out, me improved by 1 point from 43 to 44. I think the important thing where Mifala have been highlighting during the launch and Mifala been talk about now is that although him one fella 1 point improvement, which him was a step in the right direction, Mifala emphasize him that him not really something where him should be complacent about. Him is still a score of 44, or him low rank, low that kind of score. Him still minim that him still got him serious challenges low area block corruption. Yeah, that's less than 50, so a score of 44 out of 100. Him still some that him still got him challenges low area block fighting corruption. Or him.
Okay, I think you mean Long Pacific, New Zealand now, he got him high score or he least corrupt. So, 82, where he, I think, ranked number 4 long world. And next, you mean Long Pacific, he Australia, where he 76. Fiji, he 55. Vanuatu, he 47. Solomon Islands, he 44. And Papua New Guinea, he down Gomoa, side lo corruption, he 26 no more. Yeah? So, Rodney, how now, Papa? You explain him come. What now? All of that look lo hemia, lo here, lo side, lo corruption, corruption, lo public service, or one him now? Squire, hemi minim.
Yes, squire, all of that look lo various areas where corruptions have happened. Lo one big one is lo public sector. Also, we look lo public sector. And the other one, also, we look to lo. Maybe law businesses and no same. So I think you me garem okata challenges blame me recent one you me big one law health sector, yeah. Allegations maybe or some of the allegations about him misuse law economic stimulus package funds, issues law logging and mining sector blame me law corruption or same where everyone yeah, continue for okata affect him and eroding public trust or similar of the institutions blame. So I think those ones now time out look lem him affect him score blame or this fella index, yeah.
Now along Papua New Guinea we've been story with them partnerships and policy advisor, yeah, belong Transparency, yes. International Papua New Guinea. We've been story with them him and him he say one for our biggest worry blockata alongside the corruption, the Papua New Guinea, hemi alongside long election, you know, as they go towards election long next year. All gata advise him government, lo some for area for all gata mas stratem before long election. Mm. Yeah, was it long Solomon, yes. Islands? If I got any consent or side long elections?
Yes. In fact, before lo team lo. This fella CPI results time launch, yes, and I think you will see team where Mifala put him to do with him electoral integrity and political leadership. Mifala decide for using that one as a team time launch block country results, believe me, because we are 2 years out from next elections. And Mifala, awesome, the bottom line blame is without electoral integrity and awesome, bye. If no integrity or political leadership, we have come out from good electoral processes or same. Mifala looking or same by no more any genuine commitment or fighting corruption too. So that's why Mifala link him go with him. Elections believe must be done with integrity or same. And that's why Mifala give him that team too for this year. We think that or same 2 years out, he may halfway there. Him important time for him to start reminding more people and or same. About the need for electoral integrity and people must vote wisely, no selling votes, kind of same.